Good morning, Kentuckiana. Thanks for joining us. It is Thankful Thursdays when we talk about community and home. Joining me this morning is the Vice President of Sales for Taylor Homes. Christine Paulson is with us, and we're going to talk about the fun part of building a home, which is home design. I think this is the part that everybody inspires to want to be an architect or do something fun like this. When you're planning your house, I think this would be one of the best, one of the most enjoyable parts of it. Maybe a little challenging some points, but can be a lot of fun. And Taylor Homes, I know, has a lot of flexibility with trying to customize homes for their clients. And so I'm looking forward to talking about that this morning. Christine, how are you?
Great. How are you this morning?
I'm good. So, home design is kind of, I think, kind of the fun part about building a home. You don't
Definitely.
Have to think
and
about...
And that's the reason I think most people want to build is because you can design exactly what you need and not live in what somebody else had in mind for their family.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, that's the cool thing. It's like, that's not the way I live. I need it set up this way, or I need this, you know, whether it's having an extended suite for a family member or, you know, a first floor bedroom or whatever it might be, you can kind of figure that out. You need a mudroom because you do certain things, or you don't need it or whatever. So, you know, you want a separate living room or you want one big great room. You know, you can do all you can have all those, you know, different methodologies, different designs. So let's talk a little bit about how that works and what people should expect when they sit down to do home design.
Okay. Basically, we can start with a clean slate. If the homeowner wants to draw something up, maybe take the best aspects of their friends and family's homes and put them all together, we can help them do that. Or if they want to start with one of our floor plans and change it to, you know, like you said, maybe add a mudroom or expand the mudroom or get rid of a formal dining room, something like that. We can do either. We can start with a clean slate, or we can start with one of our designs and change it any way they see fit.
Okay. So, and I noticed, this is kind of cool. I was actually on your site looking up some other stuff for somebody, but you guys actually have an interactive program on your website for people to kind of play with us.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which
you
is
can,
really
go in
fun.
There, move walls, add square footage, make the garage bigger. Like you said, add an extended family suite. You can do whatever you want on there and then save it, and it'll email to one of our new home consultants, and they can price it.
That is so fun. Somebody, once you kind of try to move things around, does it limit you based on certain structural things, or then as a design is put together, is that then reviewed by your construction team and architect to make sure that it's structurally sound, or how does that work?
Yeah, the planner itself won't really limit you, our team can look at it and make sure that everything's structurally sound and everything flows together, you know, the roof systems work and things like that.
Okay.
But yeah, it's really not limiting at all.
Yeah, so it allows you to kind of just play with it any kind of way you want, and you can go out there and... for example, if you go out to this interactive site, when you go out to Taylor Homes, you'll see right on the front page this interactive design. You pull it up, and the planner comes up, and you can choose based on a look of an exterior of a home, right? Some of the different home plans that you already have. Opening
Correct.
With starting.
Or actually, it'll allow you to start with.
Right.
You know, if you want to start with your own, you can do that also.
Or start with your own plan and start with your own dimensions or yourself.
Uh-huh. Right.
So,
and you can even. Get as detailed as placing the furniture. You know, if you're worried that a room's not big enough because you have grandma's old china cabinet or something that's huge, you can, the planner
that's so
will
cool.
allow you to place that so you can see how your furniture will even fit in the rooms.
I feel like we're like experts in CAD or something, you know?
Yeah,
like,
and it's a lot of fun. You know,
it is a lot of fun.
It's time to think about, but it's a lot of fun to do. And that's one of the fun parts of building a house is you get what you want.
Yeah, I mean, that's really, that really makes the whole process a little more enjoyable. And it also, when people are, and I'm sure there's a little bit of this that happens, married couple, there might be some debate on how what size the rooms need to be and how the furniture is going to fit in. And if you have something that's laid out in black and white, it makes it a lot easier for everybody to visualize it. And I think a lot of us have a hard time visualizing what a space is going to look like. At least that's my perception from doing real estate for a while. When people go into homes that are existing homes, sometimes it's hard for them to think about their own furnishings being in there and what it looks like because there's already stuff in there.
Right, yeah, and this allows you to actually place your personal furniture in there so you can see. Because like you said, a lot of people can't picture it in their mind. They have to see it on a piece of paper.
Right, so you know, it gives you a much better feel of kind of how can this layout work and how can I make it, you know, and is the furniture I currently have going to work or do I need to change some things out, which maybe you want to do. So for ladies yeah. that are saying, I really don't really like that couch anyway, I'd like to get rid of it.
Right.
This would be a great way to try to do that.
Yeah, it gives you a good excuse yeah. to buy yeah. new furniture.
Yeah. So if you know, for example, you'll see a lot of these real estate shows that are on TV now where people are looking at existing homes or building or whatever, and you know they want the king size bed in the room and they can't visualize that it can fit in there, so you can right. figure out some of those kinds of things as to how that's going to work, or kid space or whatever it might be
right.
as
and
part of it
building. You can always make that room a little bigger to make sure the furniture does fit, you know, with an existing home you're trying to
right exactly
take the furniture and fit it into a home, but when you're building, you know,
You can
pitch the family.
Right. So that you don't have like 2 feet between your dresser and the end of your bed.
Right. Or the dresser has to be in the closet or
right.
something like that.
Right. Exactly. Which I, you know, from doing a lot of real estate, I actually can sympathize with that, with people that have to deal with that. What are some, Christine, what are some of the things that you're seeing as far as trends in home design that you're seeing that people are really interested in right now?
Very open concepts are
okay.
Still popular. Not seeing much of the formal living room and dining room, but more great rooms, open spaces, kitchens with a lot of different add-ons, islands and things like that are also very popular. I think as families are, you know, spending less time as a family unit, they want a more informal space that they can do that and finding eat-in kitchens and things like that are very popular.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. My sister she has a new home that she has down in North Carolina that they, you know, was new when they bought it,
mm-hmm.
and she still has a formal dining room. There is a room that was kind of like, I don't know what you consider maybe like an office or something, and then
right.
a first floor bedroom that wasn't their master, just like a guest bedroom kind of thing. But I do notice, you know, one of the things that tends to happen is, and she actually kind of had to rearrange for this, is we have a lot of people that have these great rooms and these big spaces and you know, it's a little more casual and informal and allows people to have more space to be together. Whether you're still in the kitchen cooking, you're not isolated from the rest of the group. You know, you can look over the whole area and be able to talk with everybody. But then
right.
when you have friends and stuff over, or adults want to watch one show and kids want to watch another, you still have that need for kids to have their own space a little bit. And
yeah.
I think that's one of the things that I notice that more and more people talk about, is that open space is great, but they still want a place for their kids. Like, are they going to be, as adults, banished from that big room, or where can their kids go to watch something when you don't want everybody to have to watch SpongeBob when you have company over?
Right. And media rooms are popular now.
Oh, that's
too.
A good point. Yeah.
You know, some people refer to them as the man cave, but that's just for the kids, too. You know, if you have a
right.
family over and there's a bunch of kids, they can go down there and watch SpongeBob, and not everybody has to be subjected to it.
Right. Right. Not everybody has to watch the, you know, fifth time of the Disney movie that everybody loves, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's awesome. That's something that I've noticed, that a lot of people are still trying to find that space where they can still have kind of two different things going on at the same time.
Yeah.
What about
that's good, even if you you know, even if you don't have people over, because not everybody in the family wants to watch the same TV show at night.
Good point. Yeah. What about basements? Most of the houses with basements, still people using those that space a lot.
Yes, basements are becoming more popular. I would say probably about 60% of what we build right now is on basements.
Okay.
Walkout basements are especially popular
if you can find the land
calls for a walkout.
Right. If you can have a fallaway lot or something.
Right. Yeah. Yes, definitely a pretty popular way to add family space.
Yeah, I would think that is. It's just if you can have a dry basement, it's another great space for the kids,
Right, definitely. Yeah, and all our basements come with 15-year waterproof warranties, so you don't have to worry about, not having a dry basement if you do choose to have a basement.
I actually started playing a little bit more with this design tool. Mm-hmm. this is like a chick's, like, I mean, this is like heaven for a chick. They like, you have all this furniture samples here to put in and for living rooms and bedrooms and everything. So it's really neat. It's a lot of fun. So if people haven't gone out, I'm going to stick it out on my Facebook page and let's share it with folks. Cause it's a really great tool.
And it makes design pretty easy.
It does. You feel like you get to be like a little, I feel like I'm a little architect. If you remember those, I bought one of those architect kits for my daughter when she was younger because she was into it. I'm like, man, this is just like this, except it's so much easier. So, and those systems used to not be as available for people, but to have that on that kind of tool like that really makes it a lot, it just makes it a lot more fun and interactive. And when you guys sit down to talk to somebody then, and you're with a customer or potential client, you have a much better sense of kind of what they're trying to accomplish.
Definitely. The home buyer can go and put their own ideas in, and then one of our new home consultants can sit down with them and look at it and, tweak it for structural things and make suggestions what families in the past have found useful and maybe not so useful.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to stick this out here because, seriously, designing your own home, which may sound like a little intimidating for folks, is really, really fun and simple. And then I noticed on here, the other couple other things that are really important that I think are great for people when they're trying to do this is there is a chat button. So if people are in the process of something and they need your help, they can talk to you. And then you can send your plan in for pricing just by submitting a button after you finish it and save it, print it off for yourself, et cetera. So it makes it really, really easy. So.
Right, and you can make a number of changes to the same plan, tweak it to see what the different prices would be.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, so if you want to, if you want to consider the in-law suite, the other thing that we haven't really talked about but I think might be cool is for people who maybe are going to, they're going to plan their house and they think at some point they might need to put a kind of a family suite in for parents down the road. You might not actually put that on initially, but you might want to plan for that and actually have the design as that add-on at some point too.
Correct. We're finding a lot of families are blending, whether it's kids coming back from college and living
yes.
at home and older maybe in-laws moving in just to blend families for economic reasons or
right.
for health reasons.
You're exactly right. There's a lot more of that. I think, we used to see multi-generations in homes years ago, and it's really trending back that way for a lot
Definitely.
Of reasons, economically
we're seeing,
and everything
we're seeing
else.
It a lot.
Yeah, so, I mean, it creates this need for everybody to have a little bit of their own space. Maybe an adult child, maybe it has a space that's a really cool space down in the basement or at the end of the house or something so that people still have some privacy and they can still be a family unit but still have a little autonomy. So
Correct.
I noticed,
We do a lot with separate entrances. So if you do have an adult child,
point.
You don't feel like you're being babysat. There's you can
right.
come and go on your own.
Yeah, it's like that commercial where the guy comes in, he says he stays back home, and he's the one sitting at the house, and the parents are out partying.
Right.
Have you seen that commercial?
Yeah.
I think it's so funny. But, I mean, even as adults, if you're kind of the major breadwinner of the house as the couple, you want to help your family, but you still want to have some privacy, too. So it's not just about the parents and the child. It's about the couple themselves, too. So it goes
right.
both ways. But if you go out to TaylorHomes.com, you can go out and hit the interactive design button. It'll upload the planner and you can take advantage of it and just play around with it. Send something to the folks at Taylor Homes if you want to get an estimate. And of course, there's no cost for get a free estimate to have pricing, correct?
Correct. There's no cost for an estimate or to sit down with one of our new home consultants and, you know, use their expertise. We've built sold almost 15,000 homes now. So we've seen a little bit of everything and can give good suggestions.
Yeah. So, and, you know, one of the things you can do is there's a lot of other designs that are out there. So a fun way to get started is to look at some of the other plans, some of which are more contemporary, some more traditional. You can use those as a starting point because sometimes that might seem a little overwhelming. But if you take something and tweak it for yourself and already have something that's kind of set up, you don't necessarily have to start from scratch if you don't want to.
Yeah, we make it as easy as possible. It can be very simple if that's how you want to go.
So go out to taylorhomes.com. You can also find them, like them on Facebook. They have 11,000 people plus that have liked you on Facebook. That is amazing. Yeah.
Our Facebook page is very active and has a lot of information on it.
It does have a lot of good information on it. So I'm on there along with my friend Shane that manages it for you guys. So anyway, as always, Christine, love having you guys on. taylorhomes.com. You can also reach them at 1-800-96-TAYLOR. Thanks for being with me this morning.
Thanks, Kristen.